With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Ward 4 Councillor Rhonda Jubinville did her best to clear up some rumors during Monday night's council meeting. Reporter Tamara Thornton has those details.
Chatham Kent's Ward 4 councillors put some questions to the municipality's general manager of community development in an effort to, quote, dispel any rumors or misinformation about York One's proposed project just outside of Dresden. Bruce McAllister confirmed that the municipality did have a few conversations with the company just after they purchased the property in 2022. But he says York One has not provided any plans, outlines, or presentations to either council or administration. Everything known at this point came from the province. McAllister added that all the steps the municipality takes to fight the proposed recycling landfill facility will be made public. Administration also plans to launch a Let's Talk page so residents can easily find all of the available information. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
It was a scary morning near Woodstock after a school bus carrying 40 students rolled over. The single vehicle crash happened just after 8 this morning. OPP say 5 children sustained non-life-threatening injuries, including one child who was airlifted to a hospital in London. The 4 others were taken to a hospital in Woodstock. No charges have been laid as of yet, as the investigation is ongoing. Another teachers' union has reached a tentative deal with the province. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association was the only one of the province's big 4 education unions without a new contract. A ratification vote is expected to take place on March 26th and 27th. OECTA represents about 45,000 teachers with English language Catholic school boards. Former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney will be laid to rest on March 23rd in Montreal. Parliamentarians will pay tribute in the House of Commons on March 18th. His casket will lie in state in Ottawa and lie in repose in Montreal before a state funeral is held. Mulroney died February 29th at a Florida hospital. He was 84 years old. And Meta stocks dropped today after tens of thousands of people couldn't log into Facebook or Instagram. The widespread outage lasted for about an hour or so this morning. Meta apologized for the inconvenience this afternoon, but didn't specify what caused the disruption. In sports, Blenheim plays Amherstburg tonight in Game 4 of their playoff series. The Blades lead 3-0. The Tigers lost 3-0 to the Braves in spring training, and the Pirates beat the Jays 6-5. In the NBA tonight, the Pistons are in Miami, while the Raptors welcome in the Pelicans. Now for the forecast, cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm tonight and a low of +5. Cloudy tomorrow with some drizzle in the morning and a high of 9. Overcast and 2 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.